Chapter 27. I still don't see why I can't go, Molly said, folding her arms crossly.
You know how you told me how much you hate it when your parents quote scripture at you to answer your questions? I asked her.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that, because I don't know this one well enough to get the quote right. She rolled her eyes. But it's something about the best way to defeat temptation is to avoid it.
Oh, please, Molly said.
Actually, he's right, Thomas said, passing over my duster. Seriously, I know temptation. Molly gave my brother a sidelong look and blushed faintly.
Stop that, I told him.
Thomas shrugged. Can't help it, I'm hungry. I wound up jumping rooftop to rooftop for half an hour, dodging a bunch of 3-foot-tall lunatics with bows and arrows. Elves, I murmured. Someone on Summer's team was calling in backup, too. Interesting. I wonder which side tipped the scales first.
You're welcome, Thomas said.
Hey, Molly snapped. Can we get back on topic? I know how to handle myself, Harry. This is supposed to be a talk, not a fight.
I sighed, turning to her.
We were talking to each other in the carpenter's kitchen, while everyone else geared up in the workshop. Thomas had sneaked in the front door of the house to pass my staff and coat back to me after his evening of decoy work.
Grasshopper, I said. Think who we're going to be talking to.
Nicodemus, the head of the Denarians, she said. The man who tried to kill my father and my teacher, and did his best to put a demon inside my little brother's head. I blinked.
How did you know about
the usual eavesdropping on Mom and Dad, she replied impatiently. The point being that I'm not going to be tempted to pick up one of his coins, Harry.
I'm not talking about you being tempted, kid, I said. I'm worried about him.
Given everything that's going on, I'd rather not wave a Knight of the Crosses brushed with darkness daughter under his nose. We're trying to avoid a huge fight, not find new reasons to start one.
Molly gave me a steady stare.
Hey, I said, how's that homework I gave you coming?
She stared some more. She'd learned that from Charity, so she was pretty good at it.
I'd gotten Charity's stare plenty, though, so I'd been inoculated. She turned in silence and stalked out of the kitchen.
Thomas snorted quietly.
What?
I asked him.
You really think you're going to avoid a fight?
I think I'm not going to hand them any of Michael's family as hostages, I said. Nicodemus has got something up his sleeve.
As I spoke, I made sure the little holdout knife in its leather sheath was still secured up mine. The only question is, who's going to start the music and where?
Where's the meeting?
I shrugged. Neither party knows. Kincaid and the Archive are picking a neutral spot. They've left my place early this morning. They're going to call. But I doubt they'll start it this soon. My money says that Nicodemus will want something in exchange for Marcone. That's when he'll make his move.
At the exchange, Thomas asked.
I nodded. Try to grab the whole tamale.
Uh-huh, Thomas said.
Speaking of, I came by your place after I was done playing tag with assassin midgets last night. Got a whiff of perfume on the doorway and checked through the window on the south side of the house. He gave me a sly grin.
About fucking time, man.
I frowned at him.
What?
The grin faded.
You mean you still didn't?
Oh, empty night, Harry. What did you see?
I saw you talking to a woman who had already taken half her clothes off for you, man.
Oh, come on, I said. Thomas, it wasn't like that. She was just getting clean.
I gave him the short version of the previous evening.
Thomas gave me a look of his own. Then he thwapped me gently upside the head.
Hey, I said.
Harry, he said.
You were sleeping for hours. She had plenty of time to get clean.
You think she sat around for all that time because she wasn't tired just yet? You think she didn't plan on you seeing her?
I opened my mouth to answer and left it that way.
For that matter, she could have settled down behind the couch, where you couldn't have seen her if you did wake up, Thomas continued.
Not right by the fire, where she made what I thought was quite a nice little picture for you.
I didn't think she...
He stared at me.
You didn't make a move.
She's...
Lucio is my commanding officer, man. We work together.
Thomas rolled his eyes.